Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns. If you want the show to keep going strong, if you enjoy it, please help support it. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
That's the coolest. Dr. Cool is the best. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, Anthony, do you
Oh, man, if you're not a patron, maybe become a patron to hear that.
Yeah,
hear
that was a
that was discussion.
A A1 story.
There's some stuff going on. Mwah. Speaking of prime stories.
Speaking of prime stories, Brad Arnold sent us this story. And my question for you, Anthony, is, do you like the movie The Thing?
Love the
I know
thing.
You reference it a lot.
Love The Thing.
One of my favorites.
One of the best movies of all time.
Did you ever play the video game version of The Thing?
Yeah, better than you would think.
Better than you would think, not great.
Not great. Better than you would think, nowhere near what you're picturing in your mind.
Right.
For the perfect thing video game.
Right. Well, there's some Russian scientists that didn't need the video game version because they lived The Thing. If The Thing didn't have anything supernatural about it. They lived it. They lived it.
So... Well, if The Thing didn't have anything supernatural about it, it would be probably one or more of them going insane and killing and eating the other ones. Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe I made the wrong reference. These guys are in a very remote Arctic weather station.
Okay, with you so far.
Frozen tundra.
Yeah.
They're surveying the weather on an island in the Arctic Ocean.
Great.
And they are surrounded, or they were surrounded, for 2 weeks by a pack of polar bears.
So this is really more like a sequel to The Edge. Like an Arctic sequel to The Edge.
Arctic Edge. It's Edge meets The Thing, the little Jurassic Park, maybe?
No, they're just
regular
polar
bears. Oh, it has some Star Wars.
No, I don't think it has any Star Wars in it.
Because these guys had tools on their belt. They had tools on their belt that were kind of like lightsabers in that they helped them cut things.
And that they had handles.
Yes, all of them had handles. All
right, yeah.
So Star Wars... meets The Thing with Jurassic Park.
I don't think you understand patterns and themes, but that's okay.
It does seem like
let's just move on.
Would be a, I'm just saying, a blockbuster summer hit.
Be a great movie.
Tentpole movie.
Yeah.
Because of those all those things that it's exactly like.
It's not exactly like any of those. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, one of those scientists, let's just call him Harrison Ford.
Did I say yet that it's good to have you back?
We'll call him Harrison Ford, the scientist.
No?
And the
Good.
Other one, we will call Chris Pine.
Okay.
Yeah. The buddy picture. See? Anyway, no, these guys, remote island, what happened was the ice was melting because we're fucking our planet so hard that these polar bears were sort of separated from their food source, and they were, I don't know, understand it exactly.
There was one gigantic ice floe that had the weather station, the polar bears, and a Nathan's hot dogs.
Right. And the Nathan hot dogs melted right off. I don't know why, but it may have something to do with the fryer.
Could. I'm not a scientist.
I'm not either.
The climate scientists are all trapped with those polar bears. We can't ask them.
So you would think that the polar bears could swim and get food, but they evidently were sticking to the island, and they decided that this weather station is where food hangs out, mostly because they ate one of the dogs that was there.
I see.
So... there were two dogs on the weather station that were eaten by polar bears.
And it was, ironically, it was the warning dogs.
Yeah, they're canary in the coal mine.
Yeah, their whole job was just to be like, if you see a polar bear, just howl. Howl it's, even once.
These dogs are actually dachshunds. That they're dressed up in little bun costumes.
Yeah, they just like, the polar bears were like, hey, I know what that is. That's a Coney Island Frank.
The Nathan's Hot Dogs place misplaced a couple of their dachshunds. So they straight up ate the dogs. So these scientists were freaking out. They're stuck there. They're trapped thing style in this weather station.
These are Russian scientists. They don't have like any submachine guns or any like weird.
You'd think they would have a tank,
rifles.
At least one tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have anything like that.
Evidently not. All they had was a couple of dachshunds that looked delicious.
But like. Perfectly trained Russian dachshunds.
Yeah. The most Russian dachshunds.
The most Russian killing machine dachshunds there ever were.
Yeah.
Vladimir, do we have the dachshund ready? The dachshund must complete this training course before we will submit him to the weather station team.
Dachshund is ready.
Well,
go, Mishka!
Oh my god, that's very, very good. He killed the...
its own tail, yes.
He killed his own tail.
In the shortest amount of time has ever been done.
Oh my god.
Now he is sleeping and wants belly
look at
rubs.
Him. He loves his belly rubs.
This is a weapon of terror.
Vladimir, we did it. We created dachshund from the hell.
It didn't work.
No,
it didn't. I don't know why it didn't work.
So what did they do? They radioed for help. These guys are trapped. 2 weeks. You know what they delivered to them? You would think they would deliver crates of weapons.
Mustard.
Flamethrowers.
Relish.
Mustard and relish. Unfortunately, they only could get contact with the Nathan's delivery service.
Yeah. Just ketchup. Just tons and tons of ketchup. And they were like, they're not really ketchup on your hot dog people. They're like those people, like uppity people.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for calling Nathan's, where your hot dogs are always plump and snappy. I'm Herbert. How can I help you?
I'll take two footlongs loaded. What does that come with?
The footlongs have horseradish, mustard, ketchup.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
How fucking
dare you? How dare you? Remember your training, kid. Remember your training. We prepared for this moment.
Break
the glass.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Excuse me, sir.
Fuck you, you fucking heathens! You just got...
Sir, I'm sorry to have to use the taser on you, but
ketchup isn't an appropriate condiment. It just makes everything taste like ketchup. It doesn't complement anything. I'll murder you.
All right, next in line, please.
I'll take 2 footlongs loaded. What do those come with?
Those have horseradish and mustard and ketchup.
Happens every time.
Every single time.
Every time at the Arctic
At that Nathan's. Point, just take the ketchup off.
You should really just take the ketchup
off. You know what you do is you put it on a little station. You let people add it if they want.
Yeah.
You know, you do a little condiment station. And then I choose what I want on my hot dog.
That's good, but...
But that means you can't nickel and dime me on condiments.
You know what? It bugs me when I go to the Fat Burger and they don't automatically put the ketchup on, though.
Really?
I hate that.
I think ketchup on a burger is different.
Than a hot dog?
Yeah.
Both are essential. Essential. I don't want to have no ketchup on either of those things.
If only there was a podcast hosted by a friend of ours that would have tackled this subject.
I don't know of any.
Conclusively.
Mm.
You know, it'd be great to host a podcast like that would be Hal Lublin.
He would.
He'd be really good.
I feel like he would get that.
Yeah, maybe like Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah, they would get that.
They would be like, we got this.
Yeah.
And then they would, and if only there was that show.
Anyway. These scientists, all they
had... So they
don't
have any weaponry at all.
No, they're weather scientists. All they have is
yeah, but you're
sticks
in the Arctic.
To point at maps. That's all they have, like...
Just
and then little,
sharpened pointers.
Little magnets that have, like, the sun or little, like...
H's and C's.
Yes. Little rain clouds.
Yeah.
And it didn't work at all against the polar bears.
I like that we don't know the difference between TV meteorologists and climate scientists. Here's my thing. If you're a weather scientist, don't you see the melting of your own ice flow coming?
Yeah.
How do you not get out of there?
That's a bummer. That is irony, what that is.
That's like, should we get out of here?
Two more days until we become a floating island.
I don't know why we're just counting it down.
2 more days.
We should just get out of here. We should like radio somebody.
This is really bad. I'm filing a report.
Yeah, let's file a report
and
send it in one of those little capsules that we just throw into the ocean flows.
I'm sure someone will get that.
Yeah. Do you know, like, on the show Deadliest Catch, they do that? They take footage and they put it into floating pelican cases with GPS tags on them. Wow. And they just throw them off the boat.
That's because, as we've always heard, nature finds a way to edit.
It's true.
Nature is the great editor.
Nature, no matter what's going on in your life, nature can get it down to a tight 22 minutes. No matter what. So what do they have? How do they defend themselves? What do they do?
Well, they stayed indoors and frightened for several days. And then the Russian government sent a boat to help them. And the boat arrived with a bunch of flares and dogs, more dogs.
But they eat dogs.
They eat dogs.
They love eating dogs.
They gave them more dogs. Maybe it was just like to not eat the people. Maybe. They love dogs, so let's give them more dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
To
it's
eat.
Like one of those things where you go and they have tigers that you can pet in Thailand, and the way they do it is they just feed them so much meat that they're sleepy all the time. You know?
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
tigers are just like, fuck it, I guess you can lay on my belly.
Yeah.
They've just fed me like a bunch, like a whole cow.
It's like kill him with kindness.
Valium. Yeah.
Kill him with kindness is the Russian way.
Exactly.
It always has been.
Dogs, I mean, like, Russians just kind of looked at them, they're like, look, we got a lot of dogs. We have so many dogs, they're riding the subways.
That's right.
We have so many fucking dogs that are riding the subways and stealing sandwiches from people. I say, we put all these dogs on the subway. Subway takes them to a boat. Boat takes them to the Arctic. And then we just let them off. Polar bears eat dogs. Scientists run onto boat.
It's so sad.
Get onto subway.
Those just dogs had no idea. They just thought they were on they were going outside for a walk.
They were like, this is not the express train. This is taking much longer than usual.
Those poor dogs. Actually, it did take longer than usual. It took them a month to get the boat with the dogs and flares.
And at that point, the ice flow had melted to the point where it's just like, four bears standing on the roof of the building screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be like for a month to be surrounded by polar bears?
I think probably functionally no different than spending a month in a weather station in the Arctic.
It's just every time you look out the window, a polar bear staring.
Yeah, every time you look out the window, polar bears are there. Like, what are you going out for? You're not running to the store.
Yeah.
You're not like...
That's a good point.
You don't get bored in the weather station and go, guys, I can't focus. I've been working on this for too long. I'm going to run out and get a coffee. Does anybody want anything?
Oh, yeah. I love a coffee. That sounds so great.
Two coffees.
It's going to take like 4.5 months to get coffee or? I mean, where are you getting the coffee from is my question.
Oh, right.
I mean, it sounds great. It sounds great.
Okay. All right. I've told you before. Let's not be patronizing with me when the Arctic madness starts setting in. You know I'm prone to a little bit of Arctic madness.
I would love for you to get coffee. Don't tell me that I wouldn't love for you to get coffee.
I'm just saying.
Maybe you forgot.
Oh, I get it.
All right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So do you want non-fat milk?
Lots of cream and sugar?
Yeah, totally.
Thanks. And then the polar bear eats him.
And then the polar bear eats him the moment he goes outside.
Yeah, because the polar bears love coffee.
That's not the connection I made,
they
but
love
okay.
Coffee.
There is no coffee in this scenario.
They're always awake, polar bears.
That's not true.
How do they do it?
That's not true.
Sure, they hibernate for months at a time, but then they have to stay up when they're not hibernating.
They need that caffeine. Not a reverse hibernation. That's not how bears work.
That's what Starbucks was built on.
No, it's polar bears. It's not that bears are awake for 9 months of the year
and then asleep
for 3 months of the year. That's not how bears
work. It's hard to stay awake for nine. Have you ever tried to stay awake for 9 months
of
the year?
No, and neither have bears.
Yeah, they have all the time because they drink coffee.
They don't try. They succeed.
It's hard because of the coffee, mostly. The jitters.
I think it doesn't matter what's outside the Arctic weather station if you're in the Arctic weather station.
Good point.
The only time it matters is like when they send the boat to pick you up. Because when they send the boat to pick you up, if you can't get to the boat because of polar bears,
right?
Well, then you have a problem. But as long as you radio ahead and you go, hey, by the way, when you get here, so many fucking polar bears. Like, guys. Yeah.
Just real quick note, you're going to get off the boat and you're going to turn left and then right and then left again to get to the station.
You don't have to because there's literally nothing except
flat land in the station. It's, you can see it immediately in front of you, but you're going to have to run.
My favorite hallucinations are left, then right, then left.
Also, there's going to be polar bears.
Yeah. You're going to want to go in a zigzagging pattern anyway.
Keep going zigzag. Also, it's good to throw dogs at them.
Yeah. They love it when you throw a dog or two at them. If you could bring dogs and guns, that'd be great. I mean, that's the thing, is you're trapped in there anyway. Like, you don't go for a walk, do you? I guess not.
I guess the only difference...
Samples of things? Snow?
Samples of weather?
Weather samples? You go outside and you're just like,
yeah,
get
cold.
A real good jar full of weather, I guess.
It's still fucking cold out here.
Yeah. Did you get more samples of the snow? No. Do you know why? Because it's all fucking snow.
Yeah.
It's all fucking snow from the same place. That's it.
Yeah.
First day we were here, we drilled down, we got ice that was old, and then we got ice that was new. There's literally nothing else to do.
By the way, why did we build a place out here?
It's fucking crazy. You would think that the data could just be sent back.
Yeah. We're an idiots. We are idiots.
We are an idiot.
I'm going to go.
That is why they sent us, is we are big dumbs. Many dumbs are we.
I'm going to go hang out with the polar bears.
Yeah.
So I guess they shouldn't complain because they weren't going to leave anyway.
I mean, it's kind of a fascinating story of like, I don't know, it's kind of crazy and creepy to be like surrounded by bears all the time that want to eat you.
It said they were advised to use extreme caution and remain inside the station in all but the most serious circumstances.
I feel like that's
so unless
the
you
advice,
really want coffee.
I feel like that's all the advice you get
to visit
to begin with. Yeah. It's like, hey man, you're going to an Arctic weather station. We would advise that you stay inside. Unless you absolutely have to go out.
Yeah.
Because outside, it's the Arctic. And there's nothing
it's
there.
It's terrible.
Except for cold that will kill you and some animals that will kill you.
Mm.
Once, when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
My buddy was coming to pick me up in the morning to go to school. And there was a pack of dogs on the street.
Yeah.
Just like this weird pack
of dogs. Did they look delicious?
They looked like regular, like they had tags and stuff, but they mm-hmm. just got into this weird state of mind that sometimes dogs get into when they get into packs. And nobody could leave their house that morning because the dogs would try to attack them.
Oh my
like
God.
I went out to like wait for my friend outside and I opened the door and just dogs come charging at me. And I was holy God. Shit. And I like closed the door. I was like, what is with these dogs? And yeah. they were like throwing themselves up against my wall, up against the door. And then, like, wow. somebody else tried to leave, and I saw them go running after the other neighbor. Like, they had gone, like, hysterical.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then my friend Alan Mazzotta, God bless Alan Mazzotta, chillest guy I've ever known in my life to this very day, gets out of his car. He's the guy that's coming to pick me up. He's wondering why I'm not outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sleep in. A lot of times I sleep in. That's kind of, like, my MO.
Yeah.
So he's like, maybe I have to wake him up. So he gets out and walks, and the dogs come running at him. And I swear to God, he puts out his hands like Buddha.
Like that scene in Jurassic World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but without any of the trepidation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I told you this story ended up like Jurassic Park.
So it's not even like the nervous like, ho, girl, ho.
Yeah.
He just like, oh, dogs. And he puts his arms out like, I love a dogs.
Uh-huh.
And the dogs like immediately calm down.
Well, maybe all they wanted from you was love, Anthony. Maybe they ran at you hoping to snuggle.
I just screamed obscenities about their mothers.
Yes.
Out of the window.
It's
along
on
along with everybody else on my street. Because we were all on the same page.
Except for Alex. God
Except for
bless
Alan.
Him.
So yeah, I just feel like I get it, man. It's weird because the thought of like when these dogs were like slamming themselves up against my door, I was like, holy shit. I can't leave my house because of wild animals.
Yeah.
Even if you are functionally trapped in this weather station, it's got to be weird to know that, like, you set foot outside and you immediately die.
Yeah.
You know?
And in a bad way.
In a like real a, nasty way.
Not like
way.
It's really cold and I'll just lay down and fall asleep way. More like I'm torn limb from limb
it
way.
It is weird to know that an animal is waiting to eat you is what I'm saying. It's weird to know it for sure.
Well, this article goes into the fact that this is not a new phenomenon, that it has happened a few more
times. Bears wanting to eat shit? No!
No, I mean, even in Russia that says, this is funny. There's a spokeswoman, Yelena Novikova. She said a large number of bears was not standard. Not standard. And that the aggressive
behavior...
What's
a standard amount of bears?
That's a very good question. And this one is really fun. That
What's a standard unit of bears? Just so I know.
Cubic...
What's a cubic... one? What's one cubic bears?
That's a good question.
How like many bears?
Like a pelt. They call it one pelt.
One pelt of bears.
Yeah. They also said that a geological expedition by the world's biggest diamond mining company had been killed by a bear in northern Siberia. A man called for help, but fellow employees arrived only to find his mangled body and see a brown bear running away.
A man called for help, and the answer he got over the intercom was, "Run away!
Yeah.
Coming soon!" Stay where you are.
And then in the distance, he heard picnic basket.
A lot of different kinds of bears.
I was just going to say they picked the wrong one to be the spokesperson.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
And
I would not want.
The moral of the story, as always, is don't join a remote expedition to anywhere.
I guess not. Unless you want that real authentic thing experience.
Yeah. That's it. All I want is the real experience of knowing that there is a parasite in my very veins turning me against myself and everything I know.
I think that's what would happen for me the first time I saw a pack of polar bears ready to kill me, is that I'd turn to my friend and eat him.
Yeah, I'd just be like, well, this is how it goes.
This is where we are now. Yeah.
It's fucking bear attack rules.
It's fucking bear attack rules now, dude.
There's nothing we can do. It was science rules.
Yeah.
And now it's fucking bear attack rules.
If these bears see me eat you,
yeah,
they'll be cool.
I'm going to eat you, and then I'm going to hold my jacket over my head and make big arms.
Yeah.
And we should be fine. I mean me. Because that's bear attack rules.
Yeah. I guess he's one of us.
What is the most scared you guys have ever been by an animal? Have you ever been close to being attacked by an animal? Have you ever been attacked by an animal?
Ooh.
I would love to
tell the tale.
Not live to tell the tale.
Yeah, if you're dead.
Can your ghost use Twitter? If so, tweet at us. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Nathan's Coney Island.
They have no social media outreach.
They have none. This should be fine. Hey guys, just so you know, if you are a patron, you probably already know that you get bonus episodes, early episodes, things like that. What you may not know, if you are a patron or if you've been thinking about becoming a patron, is Patreon now has the functionality to create patron-only RSS feeds. So instead of having to go visit the We Have Concerns Patreon page at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you will actually get all of your bonus content delivered to you if you subscribe to this RSS feed. And a lot of you guys have been asking for that, so we're really excited that you can get it now.
And the bonus content is coming hot and heavy. Those little discussions that we have at the beginning of the show, you get to hear those if you're a patron at the $3 level.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
At the $10 level, you get episodes early.
Yep.
You get some additional bonus content all along the spectrum if you support us. So go check that out if you enjoy the show and you want to get more. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.